Hey, guys. Awkward pause. Welcome to the Hands Off Podcast. We're a little late tonight because I was pressured into hooking up the new modem.
And hopefully it works out well for us.
Yeah. So we upgraded, and I was like, listen, I don't think I'm going to have enough time to do it before 9 o'clock, and I was peer pressured into doing it. But fortunately, I am a tech whiz, so... I think we got it. I think we got it good.
Brains of the operation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm Jim Miller. I'm joined by my brother Daniel. We've got Patrick, the Irish potato behind the switcher.
Irish potato.
Unmiked. Unmiked. Right unmiked now, Mike is the old man, and
he likes
to his left.
Our older brother likes the boss.
He's not the boss. He's not the boss around here.
Yeah. He's implicitly said no.
That's like calling. Wait, no. It's like calling, like a fat guy tiny.
That's true.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
he's the boss.
So okay, yeah.
Because he's not.
Because he's not the boss. and then to the boss's left, we've got the best 125 pounder outside of the UFC, and probably easily within the top 10 inside the UFC if he ever's given a shot. Sean Shorty Rock Santelis. So that was the longest introduction in the history of our four episodes.
It felt good, though.
It did feel good.
It felt real
natural
good.
Because I'm back to drinking beer.
Yes.
those two episodes were really long. So, we're coming off of UFC 205. We're gonna chat about that a little bit. Shorty's got a fight coming up. He's got a little momentum going, so he's obviously looking for a win. We're going to talk about his fight coming up, and then we'll get into the fact that Pat doesn't see any deer in the woods. So,
ever.
He's never seen a deer in the woods.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about all the deer that Dan, Jim, and the old man have shot so far this season.
I haven't been out this season.
Yeah. Like, we've gone out. I think that I can prove that we have gone out.
Well, that's the issue. I went out with you. Pictures. I was carrying you on my back. How the hell am I supposed to see any deer? So we're coming off 205. Hell of a card. Amazing night of fights. It really lived up to the hype, and it was awesome to be part of it. You know, so I've got my blue eyes to show that I was in a fight, and pretty much everywhere I went today, I was recognized because of it.
Yeah.
And you know what sucks is the glaring elephant in the room. The scratch on my lip totally looks like herpes, and everybody recognized me. Son of a bitch! Yeah, how you doing? It's not herpes, although it might be, because I was given ice cream. I had to go to the hospital because my eye looked funny. It was really kind of shitty. They ended up all they did was dilate my eyes. But they gave me ice cream as I went, you know, into the ambulance, and I dropped my spoon on the floor of the ambulance, and I picked it right up and continued to use it. So I very well might have herpes. At least now on my lip.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, I had a kind of a drama filled 2 days. Patrick looks like he's trying to make eye contact with Dan.
Can you see us?
I can see us.
Our good friend Stan from A&W Nature Labs just texted me and said, "Still nada," which if we're on. And Stan's trying to sabotage us.
He is. That's his style.
Yeah. Freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because I set everything up myself. Stan's on the wrong page. Up, it would fall on me.
Mm. You need the brains of our operation to come down.
we're on our own little network that's just circling the gym. We're not going outside the gym. Thiago, he ended up missing weight. And unbeknownst to me, in New York, you had the five pound minimum that two fighters had to be in order to make a catchweight fight.
Is that the first time that you ever heard
that's
of that?
That's the first. I didn't hear that. I was in the bathtub cutting the final, like, I hop in the tub with a pound and a half to go. I had been in there for almost 15 minutes, and then Jeff Nowitzki, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name, he came in, knocked on the door, came in the room, and told us that rule. And it was really like, really? I have to gain weight? And like, what's the, you know, it was bizarre. Yeah, so.
Because it
was
heard
a crappy situation.
Yeah. Different states have different regulations. Like, yeah. In North Carolina, you need to weigh in the next day and be a certain percentage.
Yeah, and but the thing with that is nobody ever told us that. You know, the first fight that happened on, you know, was the Cowboy and Gastelum fight. And Cowboy weighed in first. Mm-hmm.
Waited too soon.
Yeah, and then Kelvin couldn't get within 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So the fight was off. It was scrapped. So it was really weird.
And if they announced that fight probably would have happened if they knew prior.
If
Cowboy would have weighed in first, or at least let them know that he wasn't going to make weight, they could have let Cowboy know to wait and maybe put some weight back
I'm sure
on.
He would have to keep the fight.
I'm sure he was pissed.
Yeah.
It was a weird situation.
Yeah.
The whole thing about like Jeff coming in the room and he's like, yeah, Cowboy's not going to make weight.
He was kind of nonchalant about it.
He's like, so Cowboy's not going to weigh.
Go ahead. Don't weigh in at 156.
Yeah. Like, what?
Are you trying to trick me?
Yeah.
yeah, it was weird.
Well, I'm curious because they have had fights in New York. I'm wondering if just because now it's been legalized and stuff like that, if that's something that's new or if it's been something
that... I think the pro... When they legalized it, they came up with like a whole...
You think they should probably
share
actually, that with
people, right? They were telling us... One of our commission guy was telling us some of the story, like some of the things that they were trying to get put in, like rules. One of the rules was the corner cannot speak during the fight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why have a corner if they can't speak?
I don't know. That's what they're like. Most of the people were like, hey, listen, you can't do that. And then
I'm not speaking. I'm imitating the macaw.
Macaw! And what was the other one? He tells another crazy one that they wanted.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, I have to talk to Brian. I can't remember.
There were a couple weird ones.
Yeah, they were coming with like some crazy rules. To get put in, and it was just like, that's not going to happen.
I worry with the 5 pound weight difference that's going to penalize the more dependable guy, right? So the way around that is make your guys who consistently miss weight weigh in first, and then they got a guy like you or Cowboy who always makes it, and they're telling him, oh, you can't actually weigh in first thing because you're on your shit. Let's wait and see if this guy's going to make it.
Yeah,
right. That's the way around it.
The whole way it works is, you know. And this goes for any promotion. They don't care if somebody misses weight, as long as the fight still gets put on. Mm-hmm. You know,
because it's the fighters, you know, sacrificing part of their purse, and they're still going
to
fight.
Yeah, it doesn't cost them any more money. It doesn't do anything to the promotion for a fighter to come in, you know, overweight. It's when the fight doesn't happen because of it that they get pissed off. And my fight almost didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just one of those weird things. Another weird thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, with we gave him the ceiling, and there was confusion.
A generous ceiling. A generous ceiling.
Yeah. Dan didn't want a ceiling. Dan wanted a floor.
Well, listen, he fucked up. He should have been punished for it.
Yeah. And he should have, because the only way, because he's missed weight a few times, and the only way
170.
The only way to make these guys make the weight is to penalize them by not allowing them to fight. Because by fighting, he got
what he wanted.
Purse.
Yep.
You know, granted he had to forfeit a portion of it, but he still made money. Mm-hmm. He still made money from the Reebok deal. If it was like a sponsorship, you know, if it was back in the day, or if it was a different promotion, he'd still make sponsorship money. So, like, and I know that, and I, me personally, it doesn't really bother me if he came in at 170 pounds. You know, like, I still want to fight. I train for a fight. I want to fight.
And that's what I keep going back to is the problem. If anybody asks you, hey,
yeah,
do you want to fight, you would say yes.
Yeah.
Shorty would do the same thing, and so would Dan. That's a fighter's mentality. It would not have mattered what they said. Hey, he's going to bring a knife into the cage. You'd be like, ah, well, he's got to touch me with it first. You would still do it.
I mean, a knife. If it was a striking weapon, I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, exactly. So in order for that to happen, they're going to have to take it out of your hands.
Yeah, I'll
do that. That sounds reasonable. They cannot leave it up to the fighter. The fighters will always say yes.
What I was mad about, and because it's different, and I understand what you're going through. You go there, you train, you weigh in, you do everything. You're there to fight. You're there to make your money, and that is, you know, that's the only way you're going to do it is by fighting. But looking at it outside, it's not just this fight, and that's the issue here. You know, there's money. You know, there's momentum. There's your contract too. I mean, that's what people don't really understand is it's not just going forward, and you're not just looking at one fight. One fight, this fight impacts multiple fights in the future.
I hate that.
And that was the one thing that was pissing me off. It's this kid came in, was completely disrespectful, and he's still getting the opportunity to make
a name
to
off
fight
of me.
And make a name and to. You know, if he wins, there's really no penalty. So he missed weight. Hmm. You know, they take his purse. But then he gets momentum going forwards. He, whether that's a win on his three-fight contract, whatever, if he has a three-fight contract, you know, you're giving a guy an opportunity to come in who didn't make weight. He didn't have to cut all the way down where you cut, you know?
We got a picture of Jim in the bath. I'm not sure how well the video is going to play, but you can see it does not look like it's that much fun. That face. Oh, nobody else can see it.
No,
our viewers.
You killed us on the TV?
Yep.
What happened on the TV?
Somebody turned the TV off.
Somebody.
Somebody. The brain of the operation.
Fucking Bob.
Yeah. So while the TV's going on, we have gotten a couple texts, and people said that so far this is the best the quality's ever been at the gym.
Well, nice. You're welcome.
I got got a question from
Look, he's doing the
Michelle
mannequin.
Pa- what did you eat to gain weight?
What did I eat to gain weight? I didn't eat anything to gain weight. I had to gain a pound and a half.
Yeah,
a pound and a half is 24 ounces of water or Pedialyte or something like that. That's like three gulps at that point.
Yeah. I would have had some Reese's.
You know, it's not the thing that got me about the whole situation is that I had difficult cuts.
Yeah.
You know, I had tough ones where I had to spend twice as much time in that bathtub to lose the same amount of weight, having done the same things leading up to the fight, same diet, same preparation leading up to it, and I had shitty cuts.
Yeah.
So I decided on my own to take my weight down, not to jump down a weight class first, you know, but to take my weight down. I came into this fight week at 162 pounds. I would not have had to get into that fucking tub.
Yeah.
If I had known beforehand that, you know, the night before that he wasn't going to make weight. If he had said, listen, I can only get down to 63.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, I'm going to go eat some dinner and take a deuce in the morning and make weight. You know, like, that's what kind of got me. And that's why I put the ceiling on him, because I was like, listen, I'm going to be 165, maybe 168 when we step into the cage.
Yeah.
You know, if he had made weight, he probably would have had 20 pounds of me inside the octagon. You know, but
where's the whole thing with the new weight cutting, and you got to be a certain percentage when you get there? Like, isn't the UFC supposed to monitor
they're supposed to monitor it. They said they would monitor it. They said that if you're over that percentage, which for a lightweight you have to be, I think, 168, you have to do like a fat shaming class.
Yeah, but you would think when he comes in on Tuesday, it's his first time making weight. It's the biggest, you know, event out there going on now, you know, at MSG. And, again, you have somebody that's missed weight at a higher weight class coming down. You think that you would be monitoring that person, especially if they come in heavier than you would think.
He wouldn't have, it would have been the same result. The thing
that
actually got
they would have been able
to
tell Jim earlier, like, hey, Jim, you know, it's now, you know, Wednesday night, and Tiago's 168 or 167, like, he's having a hard cut, you know, then maybe the USC officials can talk to Tiago's camp and say, hey, do you really think you're going to make it, or should we make it now a catch weight so this kid's not, you know, cutting all this weight, and there might not be a fight?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would think that's why you would have this whole new...
I actually think that they're going to do mandatory daily weigh-ins right now from this going forward.
Yeah. I think that they should, especially if somebody's missed weight or is dropping a weight class. You know, if you have somebody like Jim who's never missed weight, people that come in, they always make weight, there's never an issue, then there's no need to. But, you know, people that are coming down in weight class or have missed weight, you know, I mean, those are the people you should be keeping, you know, a magnifying glass on when they get off the plane or, you know, at the event. So that way stuff like this doesn't happen.
Don't eat those buffalo wings, Dan Miller.
I made weight.
You did make weight. You did make weight. But, you know.
Well, the thing, too, got to me is there were people in his camp and there were other people that were talking about, the doctor made him stop. Like, don't go talk to the doctor. Don't go to the doctor and say, I can't, you know, I'm having trouble making weight. Of course the doctor's going to tell you to stop.
Tiago is the only one that gets food poisoning and gains weight.
You know, it was just a cop-out. It's a freaking cop-out.
So tell us about this video of him hitting the weight.
So after we put that ceiling on him and, you know, we came up with an agreement to be 10 pounds.
Which they did the week before for Charles Oliveira.
Yeah. And so we came up with that and our understanding. Now
it was a
miscommunication.
Yeah, it was a miscommunication. It was just between, it wasn't anybody, you know, in particular's fault.
Yeah, so what we set was they told us that he would weigh in at the venue on an official scale in front of one of his camp. And apparently he weighed in, you know, in front of a UFC representative, and they just videotaped him. And then at that point, I think he was 171.
Yeah, 171.8 is what they were saying.
Yeah, and then the timing was a little, you know, I don't know, skewed,
when,
I guess.
When did they videotape it?
We don't know, and that's part of the issue that we were having. It was,
could have been right after he missed weight the first time.
They called us and, like, he just weighed in. Why don't you come down and see what he weighs? We're okay. We literally walked down there, and he was 175. So that's where, like you said, he just weighed in. Literally just weighed in. Now he's 175. And yes, you can put weight on, but it just didn't feel right. It felt like we were getting
Nobody was trying to jerk us around. Nobody was trying to pull the wool over us. But like, it was, like, weird.
Yeah.
You know? It was like... Yeah, it was just a weird thing to happen. But either way, much to the chagrin of my corner, I took the fight.
I would have loved to see Brian throughout this.
He was hot.
He was not.
He was hot. You know, and I appreciated, you know, him being that way because it was. You know, it was weird, and he knows that nobody was trying to, like, you know, screw us over and stuff like that. But just the way that it happened was weird because he actually, him and Amr were coming up when Tiago stepped, you know, had just weighed in. And so he spoke to the one UFC personnel, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, he weighed in 171.8. You know, we got a video, but it's not official. Like, okay, you know, we're going to come right down, and, you know, we can make it official. And we came down. Apparently, they already thought it was official, but whatever. It, you know, didn't have any effect on anything, so no sense getting our feathers any more ruffled. Went out, fought. My ribs hurt. My knees hurt. My face hurts. My herpes hurts. My herpes hurts, yeah. So that means it is herpes.
Yeah, well, I better not get herpes.
Yeah,
you got a bum bum.
Here, you want this mic right here?
You got a bum bum.
I want the herpes.
Excuse me? I look like I was having a really good time in Tijuana, and then it turned sour. Or I was having a pretty shitty time, and then I decided to make things a little bit better by not spending that much money. But on to Shorty's fight.
Yeah, hopefully I don't have that kind of drama. I'm usually dealing with the people that don't
make
weight.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're fighting
December 17th in Philadelphia. Be taking on Matt SMG Lozano. Mm-hmm. Still don't know what SMG stands for.
I was just going to ask that.
I don't know. Somebody said semi-machine gun. I'm not too sure. Somebody else said it was like his game login name thingy. I don't know. I don't own any game console, but I guess like you have when you play some type of game, you have like some type of name on there. It's SMG. So apparently that's who I'm fighting, Matt SMG Lozano. All
right.
So up and coming kid. He's on a little bit of a streak.
Mm-hmm.
Four-fight win streak, even though his last two opponents were all short-notice fights that came in. And I don't know, I was supposed to fight him a while ago, and his camp said that he wasn't ready, he needed some more experience, yada, yada, yada. So I guess now he's got the experience, and, you know, he's confident, and I'm going to have to shut him down.
He wants to get choked the hell out.
Yeah, yep. He said he's going to... He's going to find my chin. I told him, look for my nose. It's a lot bigger. But, yeah, I'm excited. You know, I mean, excited just to fight. It's been, you know, what, 6 months, seven months. So I'm just excited to get back in there. And, you know, I miss it. Get the itch. You know, mm-hmm. I was hoping to wait and get a bigger phone call. But, you know, I want to stay busy and just do what I do.
That's right.
Jim knows about the itch.
I do know.
It's going on his lip right now.
Yeah, it's spreading. But
just something real quick. When I went to the hospital, all they did was like the doctors of the commission were worried about one thing, but they didn't order anything at the hospital. So I showed up to the hospital. They're like, "Well, why are you here?" They said my eye looks funny. You know, it says my pupil looks funny. So I guess it looked a little oblong, which can be...
What?
Yeah, it wasn't it like... What? It looked like oval.
Oh.
What
did you say? What was the word you used?
Oblong, like misshapen.
Come on. Listen.
All right, sorry.
If you have me here, you can't be using words like that.
No, right, big words.
No big words.
Even though...
unround.
Yes. Thank you.
So they... ouch. So...
I told me to do that.
Yeah, he did. They just...
I had to see
the ophthalmologist, and he just, like, dumped dilation stuff in my eyes. I've never had my eyes open up. Like, I mean, it was just, like, ridiculous. Within 30 seconds, I couldn't see shit. And
sounds fun.
So my eyes were all nasty for that was at, like, 10:30 at night that he dilated me. So normally I get it done like in the morning. So by the next morning you wake up and you're fine. So like I woke up the next morning, my eyes were still like saucers. So then this morning I woke up and I swear to God, it felt like I had pink eye because my eyes were so like just dry from being dilated. Because even yesterday, all day yesterday, it was still like hurt to be out like outside and stuff. So. Like, son of a bitch, I got herpes and pink eye. But I don't have herpes or pink eye.
That you know of.
Yeah. Dan's asking, reading a question that says, I do have herpes.
No.
No. Is TJ Mitch talking shit again?
No, TJ Mitch is not talking crap.
But anyway.
Who's talking shit? Anybody talking shit?
Yeah, I'd like you to share the comment with everybody.
Yeah.
No, I was just reading.
I figure my opponent's father would be on there. He's always talking shit to me on the internet.
Maybe he knows what SMG stands for.
Maybe.
I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
If Dad could use his fingers.
I can't pronounce the name. I'm sorry. It's Sofrina Honorsprin. Just said, wasn't Dan the SAT master of the Bar Hands On podcast? SMG is actually an acronym for my XBL gamer tag, whatever that means.
See, I told you something that had to do with the video thingy, Majiki. Yeah.
But doesn't it still have to stand for something?
I have no idea.
It was his tag, but what is his tag?
Yeah, how did he come up with his tag? I want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll he'll come on. Or his dad will. Yeah.
Pull a Khabib. Yeah. Pull a Khabib. Just tell me what it means. Tell me what it means. You need to tell me what it means.
His interview was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
When he was in there talking about all the fans.
He was fired up.
You tapped like a chicken. I was dying.
That was a big statement, too. What did he say? He's like, Ireland, 6 million. Yeah. Russia, 120. Yeah, whatever the number is.
Like
bold statement.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Irish in the city that night, too. They were crawling everywhere.
Yeah. They shut the streets down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. It's crazy how they travel. I heard that they get like special rates and discounts and stuff like that for the tickets. You know, cause I was talking to a couple of them, and I'm like, how do you guys, you know, get here with like just so many people? Like, it's expensive. Mm. You know, the flight, and not only the flight, but you're out here, you know, for a couple of days in the airfare, and the prices that they throw out are like nothing. It's like what you would pay for just the airfare. You know, I remember the one dude, it was like $1,500. And he's like, that's what we pay for everything. We got the tickets for like $300. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like, it's crazy. Now you wonder, you know, where all the tickets go. We're trying to get them. Yeah. They're all sold out. The Irish get them first. I got to get a connect.
Yeah. That's the whole euro to the dollar, too. They're killing it because the dollar is worth very little and the euro, nailing it.
So we get
a little bit of Irish insight from what was my name today?
Little Irish in
potato.
Little Irish in the
potato. Yeah. I do. I live there. Yeah. I am very familiar with their people. I'm one of the few Americans that can understand them. They are very hard to understand at first. It takes a little bit of getting used
first.
To. Yeah, a couple beers and it gets easier.
Yeah.
Shorty, I think we talked about your fight. You're pretty well known for submitting people, but I don't think what we've talked about is how well Shorty's jiu-jitsu coaching is going. We just had a pretty big win at the gym for a good fight.
Yes.
We won the team good fight award.
Yeah.
It's a little bit taller than Shorty is.
A lot taller. It's a lot taller. Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. How does that feel as a coach to be starting to make a name for yourself?
It's awesome. I mean, I love coaching. I love just spreading, you know, spreading the love of jiu-jitsu, and especially coming from like a little guy, you know, it's just people kind of just understand it more. It's like, you know, they look at me and I get compared to some other guys when it comes to it, and they just see how much more technique it is, where, you know, a lot of guys that are showing the same technique, it's more or less, okay, I can just, you know, use my size and my strength to make it work, you know, and they realize it doesn't always work. You know, if you're going against
you
a larger opponent and stuff.
You getting me a beer, son?
Yeah. It's,
all right. It's made him get the frig up.
Why do you have two glasses on?
Because I need them.
So I got somebody.
Hey, how come I'm turned off?
You're not
douche,
turned off.
Tech
so
man.
It, yeah. It stands for Sergeant.
There you go.
Hold on.
Nothing changed, by the way.
Sergeant Master Guns.
I was close. I said semi-machine gun.
Sergeant Master Guns.
Sergeant Master Gun.
Master. Okay.
Master.
Oh.
Guns.
That's like the dinosaur, the Mastodon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Masta. I don't think they had guns back then.
And guns like G-U-N-N-Z guns?
Yeah, the 6-point.
So we had a question. What do we think about Connor's performance, and who do you think his next opponent should be?
Should be Shorty Rock.
Yeah, I think he looked fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm
a believer now. I'm definitely a believer. I wasn't
sold,
and
I agree with that.
It was a good matchup for him, but he looked just, I mean, calm, and I mean, that last combination that he threw, the four point, it was just like, holy shit.
I agree. Eddie also, he looked kind of flat, too. You know, he got lured into playing Connor's game, which was a big thing during camp, like to avoid that. Like they brought somebody in to mimic his style, to talk smack while they were training. And, you know, he seemed really composed during the camp and sparring. Like he seemed like he was pretty prepared, and, you know, he looked good going into it. So it's just a matter, I guess, of, you know, when you're out there and you have somebody that's playing that game.
You want your head fit back?
Not falling into their
games. Don't get too
close
or I'll get herpes.
Herpes?
Sorry.
Yeah, you know,
excuse me.
Yeah, come on, let Shorty talk.
He shut me down.
He shut down.
It's, you know, Connor just got to him, I think, and tried to, you know, turn into a boxing match and did. And, you know, I don't know. I didn't think that was going to happen like that, you know. It was complete domination.
You know, he
every punch dropped him.
Yeah. Everything that hit him. I was hoping that he would, you know, wrestle a little more and get in his face. But Connor just set the rhythm and just, I mean.
Yeah. I really thought that Eddie was just going to literally charge after him and put him up against the cage and just, you know, beat him up like he did with Pettis from there. At least tire him out a little.
Yeah.
And it just didn't, you know, didn't happen. Didn't seem like he really wanted to close the distance. And after that, the first combination that put him down, I think he was just kind of, which is weird because usually, you know, he gets.
Oh, Eddie's very good at recovering.
Yeah.
Eddie's one of the fastest, like, I've ever seen just recover. He gets dropped. He's getting dropped a few times, but he recovers like nobody else. I mean, he'll just get back up. It's like nothing happened. But Connor was just extremely accurate. And, he looked good. And Khabib looked fantastic, too. I mean, Khabib, the first 2.5 minutes, it looked like it was going Michael Johnson's way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just getting tagged. And then next thing you know, he got a hold of him, and it was it was just a brutal beatdown. It was bad. You know, Khabib looked good. For being off for so long and having one kind of warm-up fight to handle Michael Johnson the way he did, you know, Khabib, I think Khabib earned the next shot.
I think Khabib earned it, too.
You think? See, it's hard because I feel like Ferguson deserves it because
Khabib
he beat a better guy.
It for a long time.
Yeah.
Khabib has been there for a long, long time, and he
I think
he
with all the layoffs, though, and trying to pitch it, deserving, I agree. But for what the UFC is going to do, you know, marketing-wise, I think they can, you know, I just think it would be more of a sell if he fought Ferguson because Ferguson talks smack. He's got that style.
Yeah. I'm not saying that
drop it.
Khabib's going to get the shot.
Yeah.
You know, the UFC is, you know, they don't always do exactly what should be done in the rankings and everything like that. I agree with you. I think the better sell would probably be Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
But
I watched the post fight, and one of the questions to Dana was, "Hey, does he get the next shot?" You know, he was calling you out afterwards. Dave was like, "I didn't hear him afterwards." He's like, "I don't know who gets the next shot." And he said a couple times he doesn't like calling fights, but called every fight. But that one, he's like, "I don't know." Yeah. So just from his body language there, I don't think it's Khabib next.
I don't think it's Khabib.
If I was a betting man.
I think he earned it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
They got to protect their boy.
Yeah,
that's true.
But the fights are over now.
They are.
The fights are over.
They are. Shorty, you were in the stands for the fights, right?
Yes.
How was the chaos when...
I'm trying to segue.
I know. I want to ask this question for me, and I think a lot of people might be interested. What was the chaos like when Connor put him down that last time?
It was crazy. I mean, the whole time it was crazy. It was just nothing but Irish people screaming. Luckily, the tickets that I got, I was in a heady Eddie crowd, so it wasn't that bad. It was really quiet,
mm-hmm.
and then you had a couple of the loud Irish people going crazy. But you could just hear through the whole arena.
So our good buddy Scott Nicole said that he said, "Good luck, guys. My feet is frozen with Mr. Miller giving me the finger." I'm hoping that's not what it's frozen.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Scott. We will
refresh.
We will rein him in.
Uh huh.
Are you frozen on yours?
No, we're not frozen here.
All right, nice.
But we're on a own special little network.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm surprised it's even getting out.
Yeah. We still have 9 people watching.
Nice. Nice.
Thank you.
To all our wives, we appreciate the support.
If my wife's not watching. like fuck you. But yeah, so now that I can continue my segue off of fighting, I was all excited to get into the woods, seeing as I was in New York City for the rut. And now it's like, all right, sweet, I get to go hunting. And then I realized we have the second anniversary barbecue this weekend. And then the following weekend after that, we have to close so that we can rearrange the gym, mm-hmm. move the cage.
I'll be calling out sick.
Yeah, sure, he won't be here.
I'll be hunting.
So, yeah.
my pink camo.
Yeah. Cougar season's open.
Yeah. Let's do it.
But, yeah, so that kind of sucks. But I was all ready to get in the woods and shoot something.
You can't just go out early and then go to the come here and build stuff or
It'll
move stuff around?
Probably be what happens. But this the next couple of days are going to be freaking crazy because I have to show Dad how to weld so that you're not allowed to talk when you're not mic'd up. I have to show Dad how to weld.
Well, what? First of all. Weld what?
We have to make a smoker.
Yeah, you're showing him?
Yeah, I have to show him.
I thought Dan was the welder.
I have to show him how to weld.
Jim did the wood stuff
so
and Dan did the welding.
First, I have to teach Jim how to weld.
Can,
and
you,
then,
can you mic him
then
or
Jim,
mute him? Mute
then Jim so teach the old man.
So, yeah, we have to make a smoker, sort everything out. I have to make sure that the other guys here are doing what they're supposed to be doing leading up to the... leading up to the barbecue.
What kind of food are we having?
We are going to have pig. So we're going to do two, like, 60 to 70-pound pigs. I'm going to make...
Don't cut me down, brother.
I'm going
to... Yeah, and you're off.
And, do it. Do it. This is... There's not the last 3 minutes yet.
Don't cut me off.
You're breaking the rules.
Yeah. Hey,
Hashtag 3 minutes with Mike.
Show me how to weld.
Giraffe.
Okay.
Giraffe.
Giraffe.
Oh, they're saying giraffe. I'm going to go over and break his fingers.
You ballless piece of
okay,
man.
I don't want to get beat up today. I had a good time in jiu-jitsu, and I want to go home feeling good.
You're call him Pat Five Fingers.
Five fingers.
I don't know why he'll call him Pat Five Fingers. What are you going to bite off?
How did you find out about that?
So I have to weld the smoker. I have to cook all the food. What happened last time?
Go. What do you mean, what happened last time?
What happened? Oh, no.
You
the inaugural pig roast.
You went home. That's what happened last time. You went home.
When?
And slept in your bed.
When?
While I was here sleeping on the couch.
I went home for an hour and a half, came back, and you were sleeping on the couch. Dan was sleeping on the mat. And the cooker was out of coal.
It was not. Mike Zag of crap. You're a liar.
We call that the roller coaster cook, where the heat dips down and then comes back up and then dips down.
It's a Bobby Flay.
It's a technique.
Shorty asked a question, what food are we having? The best there is, because I'm doing the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can give it back to Shorty.
Yep. But I'm making the mac and cheese. I'm making
so
the rub for the pork.
Have clogged arteries.
That's right. That's right. Who doesn't want to have clogged arteries?
I'm keeping my weight low just so I can pig out
That's
for
right.
the barbecue. I'll be the one missing weight in my fight.
Shorty, there's a ceiling.
Yes.
It's 155.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Do a video of your weigh-in.
Yeah.
I will. I already did.
That's the new rule.
That was one thing, going back to that, that was one of the funniest parts, was Brian having a shit fit on the guys. Like, so we're just going to weigh in? We're just going to weigh in by video. So what happens if I tell you Jim Miller's going to weigh in by video next fight? He's just going to weigh in by video. Would you accept that?
Jim's satellite video.
I was like, go Brian. It was really good.
It was good.
But, back to the barbecue.
I got two hang-on tree stands. So my plan was to hang the tree stand and then see if Pat will climb up high enough to video me shooting something.
I will climb up high enough. What I will not do is hunt blue heron anymore.
You should not be hunting blue heron.
It's it's where all the mountain bikers are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell the story of my hunt this Saturday. So I got up early. I put my camouflage on.
Pink?
I sprayed.
Pink camo?
It was not pink camo because I'm not manly enough for pink camo someday. I covered myself in scent control. wore my quiet shoes, and I snuck
into
quiet, the woods.
Quiet, smelly running shoes.
My running shoes, yeah. I could be more quiet. And I walked for probably very slowly, jumping on rocks, stepping around leaves.
Well, there you go, jumping on rocks.
Quietly, quietly, like quietly. A ninja. You couldn't do it because your feet are too damn big. My size 9s can land perfectly. So I get
like a cloven hoof. Yeah.
I get way back there, and I hear two imbeciles screaming at each other on mountain bikes. And then your whole day is blown. What are you going to do? So I get back into it, and I go a little bit further. And,
shoot an imbecile.
I should have. I'm going to start hunting mountain bikers. There was so in the entire hunt, there were three mountain bikers, and they ruined my day. And I believe that they pushed all the deer into the really thick, swampy area. And you can't shoot a bow in there anyway. There's too many sticks and leaves. And
you didn't have your boots. You would have been in your running shoes.
I should have put them in my bag.
Yeah.
So I will not hunt blue heron anymore. And then I came home to see some deer in my front yard, which was a slap in the face. So I will climb any tree and videotape you or myself shooting a deer. Mm-hmm. Regardless. Blue heron is out. Anybody that hunts blue heron is a fool. Back in your day, there may have been deer in there, but they've been pushed.
Because back in the day, they had Fred Flintstone. Yeah. It's like, how do you push a car with stone wheels through the woods?
Giraffe.
I gotta hear what he. Okay, now what was that back in the day?
You couldn't hear him talking right next to you. Yeah.
No.
You needed,
this is a gigantic studio.
I need these. You know I can't hear. Who back ran the jackhammer? Who ran
fucking,
a jackhammer here without anything? Without
you,
any earbuds?
Who's the idiot?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't hear the jackhammer.
Who didn't wear ear protection?
Who didn't wear ear protection while you're shooting? Repeatedly missing the Tannerite. In our sweet opening montage.
Yeah, I was using your friggin' gun with your scope.
Which is accurate, but it was
with
off.
You. It was all accurate, but
I told
off.
You, I told you, aim low to the right.
Okay, so I'm shooting a golf ball and aim low to the right.
Yeah.
All right.
You remember all those deer that I shot in Blue Heron?
Yeah. This guy. And you're not allowed in Blue Heron.
No, yeah,
you
stay
out of there.
That's fine.
You're not even allowed to
go
in there.
I'm going in Blue Heron with the KX500, and I'm just going to run mountain bikers over. I'm going to come up at about 65 and just plow them down.
I'll ride bitch, and I'll shoot anything that we see off the back of it. Perfect. We will run deer down, and we'll run mountain bikers down. And I'll thump them with bunny busters.
My God. They'll be able to hear my heart singing as we clunk.
No.
That'll be fun.
Do it proper. Call the game warden. Let them go in there and kick the guys out.
The game warden's not going to do anything. Yeah. If I'm on my dirt bike, they're going to handcuff me on the hood, but I got some guy in spandex on his mountain bike, and he's good to go.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
They're going to take your chance.
I'm fired up about
this
issue.
They told me to call him. I called them once and said they were all in there.
But and what
said,
did they do?
He didn't go up there then because he's like, well,
he did not.
You
go
had
up
to
there.
Take, well, then I would have to identify him or have taken a video of him so they could identify him. But if they catch him there, then they can do something. Then they don't need you to testify that what the guy looked like. He was wearing spandex and riding a bike.
Spandex.
Right.
Fuck that.
So just call them and they'll come and take care of him.
I don't believe it.
We're done. What's the music?
No,
for?
That was Shorty's phone.
No.
So we got a question. What did we think about Misha retiring?
What do we think about Misha retiring? You know what? Good for her. Yeah. You know, like it's one of those things that you. I'm happy that other fighters, make those decisions.
Yeah.
Like. If she's at a place where she can retire and she can do it, I'm happy for her, you know. Because this world is not forgiving. It's not it's not nice.
No. She'll be back,
you know.
That the only issue that I not that there's an issue or anything, but when asked if she it was because of this fight, she said yes.
Yeah.
It's not something that was on her mind.
Hmm.
So. To me, it's almost like, you know,
if she has some time to
rethink
back in the
about
gym.
it might she might be back.
Hmm.
if it was something, and I agree that, you know, if it's time, you know, it's, if she's having that, if there's no fire left,
yeah,
then it is time to step away. There's no point in continuing it. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a you know, she is one of the top 35 pounders in the division, and for her to step away, it kind of, there's a little hole there, but, you know, it is what it is. She was, you know, she's a great fighter. And,
yeah, I think she just had a step back.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think after some time, she'll be back.
Yeah. No, we got just got a comment, and actually a couple people have pointed out we have a loud buzzing feedback.
A loud buzzing feedback, huh?
And I don't know. And our,
that's unfortunate.
Our tech guy is checking it out. But
hey, don't touch that.
Yeah.
Do we have any more? Is it happening anymore? I don't know. Yeah.
See, how's the? See, what you have to realize.
Check the flex capacitor.
The flex capacitor. I would love to show the folks at home our sweet, awesome setup.
Yeah.
It's like, where is the buzzing noise coming from? The 8,500 connections and adapters and. Hey, we need this thing. Don't even worry about it. I was just joking. Because you'll probably knock over another beer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's an opening for tech guy on the Hands-On Podcast. Yeah. No experience needed. Must be able to put up with a lot of abuse.
That's right. Because clearly you can't.
Must be okay with herpes. If you can come with that experience, it's definitely a positive.
Listen, like... 75% of the population already has it, so.
This is a room full of overachievers.
Whatever. I'm not going to go into herpes more.
Yeah, no, I think
we should stay away from that. Step back from the herpes.
I just got a text that's louder now.
It's so louder
whatever
now.
Whatever you did, you just made
whatever
it
you did, you messed it up.
Buzz. Check your power cords.
Which one?
Technical support.
Yes. Why are you yelling?
It's from...
so that you can hear me. So he can hear you.
I can hear it's the you're boss sitting yelling. Right next to me.
It's from our buddy Stockel.
Yeah.
He's saying, check our power cords.
He does run a...
No, he's probably
podcast.
Fucking with us. That son of a bitch.
He couldn't possibly
that son
be
of a bitch is probably fucking with us. He's like, oh, yeah, your audio's on a loop capacitor.
We do have an exposed wire
where
on
where
there.
Where is the perfect what? Tool to solve this?
I'll go get it. I don't know how it's going to solve the problem, but...
You won't hear a loud buzzing feedback.
You won't hear a loud buzzing
you
feedback.
Not, that is
You'll
solid.
Hear a rumble.
Yeah.
Some crunching noises.
Now he's unplugging all the wires.
But you're not supposed to talk unless you're mic'd
no.
up.
He's completely breaking the rules.
He is.
It's no longer 3 minutes with Mike. Yeah. What are we going to do? No.
Put him in a box.
30 seconds with Mike.
Put him in a box.
Nope.
No.
Where's that fucking vapor seal tape?
The vapor seal tape.
The stickiest tape.
Feedback stopped. Nailed it.
It was just
nailed
the, it.
It
was the
so
charge.
No, I would like to thank Brian.
Brian
Stackle. Brian saved the day. And this is the, hold on, we're going live because this is for somebody else that wanted to podcast. I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but that
oh,
is the
yeah.
cord that some, Daniel Miller used. Jeez, we can't live like this. This is where we're at with
Duct
the
tape.
Podcast.
Oh, yeah, I've got a cord because I run.
What
a,
do you want?
I run a long
cord.
I run a longer cord than you, Jim. Yeah, umbilical cord. Mama's boy.
You totally missed it in the. Oh, you got it. You did get it.
I got it.
There it is.
Yeah. Nailed it.
It's there.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah,
thank you, Brian.
We appreciate you.
And
you got it.
And to our listeners, Dan is sorry for using that ridiculous cord, and
yeah.
We will not let him plug anything in again.
I apologize for trying to help out in
first and last time.
First and last time. I will not set up anymore. I'll just sit here. look pretty.
And the end game has been reached.
Yep.
Oh. So what is the hunting plan that we could actually see a deer?
Well, we have the spot.
You drive down
we
have
the, in the woods.
We have the spot
yeah,
that we
are not enter the woods. That we will there see
we
deer.
Go. Mm. We have the spot that we already set up with some A&W Nature's Labs pinch point and killer cube.
The cube was gone, by the way, when I went back to our spot. It was completely gone.
Well, we have the other one.
The deer ate it while I was out.
On the private property, we have the, I had a killer cube, and I set up a mineral site and camera and stuff like that. So I know there are deer there. We throw out some more pinch point. You're going to bring them in. You know, there's a couple bucks. There's a decent buck that's roaming around. Quite a few doe. So at this point, I just want meat. So we're going to hopefully set up the stands in sometime this week, maybe. My pen pal, John Dudley, the Knock On Podcast. I was watching a bunch of his videos and listening to his stuff, his podcast, stuff like that. And he says to set up stands on really windy days or rainy days. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So,
and why is that?
Just to keep the scent down and to not saturate the area with the scent. And because then the deer as well, it kind of disrupts their pattern a little bit. So I'll probably be getting wet tomorrow, and if I fall out of a tree because the tree ladder was wet, it's Dudley's fault. So
I was going through Instagram posts, and I saw Cameron Haynes showed a pretty good group, and he said he was shooting from 90 yards out. If I can put a group together from 30 yards out, I'm photographing it. It hasn't happened yet, but I will be photographing it. It'll make it on Instagram. 90 yards. I can't even see that far. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty. He's one of those guys that he shoots from. He'll shoot. I think he shot a balloon at like 2-something. But he practices at double what he's willing to shoot at. You know, at a game animal, and then even probably like 4 times what he'd shoot an elk at. You know, he's not going to shoot at an elk.
Sorry.
You're such a douche.
It got a good comment. It's not the first time Jim Miller has wanted meat.
I was waiting for something like that. He set himself up.
That's right.
By your older brother, Michael.
Oh. Noodles. That son of a bitch. Well, he's going to be up here, and I'll make him squeal.
The Friday
podcast. I'm gonna have to see if I can
come in up for the barbecue.
Yeah, he'll be up here Friday morning.
I called Michael today with a veterinarian question, and he did not call me back. So if
he's a dick,
listening
no, he's a dick
the podcast.
About that. Yeah,
he can.
Yeah.
Michael, don't show
if
up.
If it's
on
not
Friday.
Sticking his hand up a cow's ass, he doesn't want to hear about it.
I'm gonna be in a singlet, ready to go because when I call somebody, I'd like a call back.
So be live on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to order 2 more headsets. or at least
and
one more.
Another, which we'll call it, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I don't even know what I was talking about. Shooting, but those,
shooting.
Yeah, those guys.
Shooting
are,
from
90. Those guys are
very
assholes.
Impressive.
Yeah, they're assholes. It's
you were hitting the target at 60.
I was hitting the target at 60, but not.
His target's pretty big.
Yeah, it's the side of a barn.
Fuck you.
it's a little bit bigger than that.
Excuse me. First shot. Dan was there.
I was there.
First shot.
It was good. Jim's a pretty good shot.
He is.
It was totally luck because my sight was off.
Although,
we didn't tell everybody, Jim. I was trying to give
But we backed up. I was tuning in my sight. I put a new sight on my bow. And I shot at, 20 and 30. And then I was like, all right, I'm stepping back to 60. Figured out my number. Fucking thump. And I hit the probably like an inch high at 60, and I was like, oh shit, Yeah.
And then I shot it. Like, after Dan left, I shot again, and it was like, like way off there. I was like, at least he didn't know. He wasn't there for that.
Tricked him.
So yeah. We had a, it's a pretty common practice with traditional archery when you shoot cow pies.
Yes.
It's something everybody does to get better. And the beefalo is actually the head and shoulders champion.
No.
He was the only one
it's
to
like
hit
fighting.
Several
it's
cow
It's like
pies.
Fighting. It's just that night. It's all about that
all
night.
Right, we'll do it
he
another
was on that night.
Night.
How yeah.
about?
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
We'll do it another
Dan
night.
Dan can hit a cow turd from 2 miles out in a dense fog. He was amazing. He was obliterating cow shit left and right.
He hit two.
I hit two
and a disc.
And a disc.
Don't just tell me it was just two because you couldn't pick any more.
I hit a disc. Don't take that from him.
No, I'm not going to.
He was on. Cows were getting hit
on.
Before it even got out of their ass. Yeah. That's how on he was.
We spent like 3 hours shooting cow poop.
Yeah. It was fun.
Shorty, you want to hang out with us someday?
Let's do it.
The kids had a blast.
They did, yeah.
Finding cow shit to throw.
Got one! Yeah. Go find me a big one and go find the arrow. Yeah, it was a good time. So, the A&W Nature Labs guys, in the near future, we're going to have them on the podcast, and we're going to be doing something cool with them. They're trying to convince me to shoot bows inside the gym. And I don't know if that's going to happen.
Aim small, miss small.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to Stan, and he's got an iron. Well, I am, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
not shooting in the gym.
I'm pretty good. I've been shooting regular.
Regular.
And I can't get that far away. Yeah. Well, how far do we have in the gym? What I'm nervous about is Stan's 30? Metal deer that if you don't hit the vitals,
I'm excited about that.
The arrow's gone.
I'm excited about that.
As a man who owns six pressure. Arrows, I don't think I can. Those stakes are too rich for
lengths.
My blood. Yeah. We can't all be professional fighters who have tons and tons and tons of archery equipment.
I don't have nearly enough archery equipment.
How many arrows are in your basement right now?
I don't know. Don't ask me a question like that.
Give me a rough guesstimate.
Is my wife listening?
No.
Nope.
No?
You said she wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's not nearly enough. Not nearly enough.
Come on, tell us.
I've seen at least 50 with my eyes.
Oh, no, there's way more than 50.
Yes, thank you.
There's way more than 50.
So dial us in.
There's probably 6 dozen for the traditional archery stuff, carbons. There's a bunch of like old arrows that I never use anymore that were just, you know.
And you can't help poor Pat out with just six arrows over there.
No,
can I get a couple old arrows?
It doesn't work
old
like
arrows?
That. It doesn't work like that.
It works like that.
Some hand-me-downs.
No.
Some
thank you, Shorty.
A lot of the crappy. Okay, so I've got a bunch of like old aluminum ones that, they're not.
Yeah,
they might
work that way.
They might work for the bow. We'd have to figure it out. It doesn't. It's not just like that. It's not an arrow. It's not an arrow. You have to match the spine of the arrow, how strong it is to the bow itself. Like I could hand him one of my cedar arrows that are for my lightweight longbow, and when he lets go on his compound, it would snap and drive it
right
into his forearm.
Yep.
Which might be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch because.
And if you hadn't let the cat out of the bag, I would have done it. I would have been like, all right, Jim says these new lightweight arrows are the best.
He brings his arrows over. He's like, all right, you know, so we were going to paper tune him. And I grab one of his arrows and I just go to flex it and just bang and it snaps right in half. And he's like,
that's not true.
You're such a dick.
You broke it like a douchebag.
He's like, you're such a dick.
He broke my arrow. You didn't flex it. You snapped it. You snapped it like an asshole, and that's why I only have six. I had seven.
He did have seven.
Did he do it over his knee?
No. And then he tried to tell me, like, he saved my life. Yeah. Like, oh, that could have ended up in your arm. Yeah, it could have ended up in the target, too, you twat.
Yeah.
No, that's not a possibility. It would have never ended up in a deer.
all right, we're gonna wrap it up about there. On that note, that I saved Pat's forearm and a trip to the emergency room and pulling carbon slivers out of his forearm.
What an asshole, Shorty! Yeah. How do we watch your fight? Do you have tickets? How can we get our hands on those?
Yeah, I have tickets for sale. They'll be at the gym pretty much now up until a week before the fight. And then you can also watch it online at cffc.tv.
Perfect. And can you give us the date and time one more time?
It's December 17th. I believe I'm the main event, so it'll probably go on around like 9:30, 10. And it's a week before Christmas, so I know it's hard to get a good turnout, but it's usually a pretty well run show. And you know, I got a couple teammates on it. I know Andy Main just got added to the card, and he's fighting for a title, so I'll probably be me and him back to back. And this will be our third time fighting together in the same show, so I'm excited. So two title fights.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. We will be back on Friday. We're going to have another podcast in the middle of the mayhem.
And I just want to thank Jim for wearing a belly shirt on today's podcast.
Let's put the old man on.
Hey,
quick.
Man.
No.
No, here you go. Yeah. You sign us out. 30, sign us out.
Yeah, 30 seconds with Mike.
Sign us out. All right, here's time for his rebuttal.
Well, Mom's he got. Man.
I'm not
he
doing
30
a rebuttal.
Seconds.
What? I already had my 30 seconds. What did he say? I'm shut down.
You're not shut down, you psycho.
No, I didn't hear him. What did he say?
I can't remember.
I can't remember. Come on, speak up.
He said
Mom prefers it to snow a half inch six times.
She does. Mom's going to be pissed.
And your wife's going to learn to accept that, too.
No, my wife likes that 1 foot blizzard.
Yeah.
Once a blizzard. Once a winter.
With who?
Once a winter.
With who? Some neighbor?
Giraffe.
Giraffe. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
So, come on. Let's go. What has he got? Anything? For what? Nothing?
A rebuttal on what?
Nothing. No, he got his chance to talk.
He got his chance to talk.
All right. Folks,
you're shutting me down.
We're shutting him down because he had his opportunity.
I want to hear, and I think the listeners want to hear 30 seconds with Mike. I don't know. Give us your thoughts on the day, your favorite color. Come on.
My favorite color. No, I'm not giving you my favorite color.
Damn it.
Black and blue, just like Jim's face.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be back Friday. Tune in. Email us. Nobody's emailed us any questions.
Or Dan has not read them.
Emailed? What do you mean? Dan's like, I don't email. Have the email. What the fuck's email? I have questions here. The last comment was from A&W. They'll give us some more pinch point.
Yes, pinch point. We want it.
And we'll
see you guys Friday.
Tune in to me.
Give the us only a follow. One who can shoot
we love you.
Subscribe
UFC
on iTunes.
UFC 205. Woo!
Getting better all the time.
We had 6 million.
I thought you had 56 the last time. Or 60 people watching.
We had downloads. We had people watch.
If that buzz is there the whole time, we got to pull it off of this. So luckily I did this.